अधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो इन द लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ द ब्यूटिफुल मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड गुहा। इट मस्ट बिकॉज दिस वर्ड गुहा, द बुद्धि इज नोन एज गुहा इन ऑल द उपनिषद्स। गुहायां यो वेद विकिरति अविद्या ग्रंथिम, सेस मुंडकोपनिषद आल्सो। सो वाई स्पेसिफिकली द वर्ड गुहा इज यूज्ड फॉर बुद्धि द माइंड इन ऑल द उपनिषद्स? फॉर दैट दिस इज द रीजन। नाउ tasyam, so completely we have completed the commentary on the three, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, that swarupa lakshana vakyam, that unfoldment is completely over. You had to go through completely all these pages to have thorough understanding of satyam jnanam anantam brahma. See, it is for our conviction. Definitely, absolutely, the reality obtains only in the form of knowledge or consciousness. It is this knowledge which alone is existence. Definitely, that knowledge, that reality is changeless one and which is free from all limitations. That must be very clear by now, doubtlessly. Tasyam parame prakrishte. See, tasyam. Tasyam guhayam. The word tasyam, see, I am reading the first bhashyam. The word tasyam is a locative case of sa. So tasyam means in that. So pronoun. So what does it mean? Tasyam means in that. In that means what? In which? Tasyam is adjective of guhayam. Tasyam guhayam, in that cave. So what is the cave here? You see here, parame, yo, let us say, remember the mantra again. Yo vedanihitam guhayam parame vyoman. You must remember the mantra now first. Yo vedanihitam guhayam parame vyoman. So now he's saying parame. But the word parame is in mantra. Shankar Bhagavatpada's meaning is prakrishte. Parame ityukte prakrishte ityartha. Parame means ityuk prakrishte. So prakrishtam paramam means what? Exalted. Exalted. Exalted, sacred. You can say different meanings. Parame prakrishte, the exalted, sacred, all locative cases. Then vyoman. Yoman is the word we find in the mantra, Mula Grantha. Shankar Bhagavatpada's meaning is what? Vyomni. Why? Because Vyoman is a Nakaranta Shabdaha. Therefore, in locative case, Vyoman becomes what? Vyomni. Vyomni is the conventional meaning. Okay. Vyomni means in a space. Vyoman literally means space. In that sacred space. Tasyam, in that cave of mind, which is what? Exalted, sacred space, in that space. So Vyomni means what? So Shankaracharya first writes, what is Vyoman? Vyoman is equal to Vyomni. Vyomni should be taken as Akashe. Akashe. So Vyoman is equal to Vyoman. Vyomni. Vyomni is equal to Akashe, means in this space. In that exalted sacred space of Guha, what is that? Avyakrita Akhye. Avyakrita Akhye. So here, Avyakrita Akhye. Avyakritam means avidya. Avidya means maya. Okay. Same thing. Now, akhye, known as, in that exalted sacred space known as avidya. Avyakritam is a word for avidya. Avyakrita akhye. Tad hi paramam vyoma. Okay, now he moves on to next. Tadhi paramam vyoma. Why that space is called paramam vyoma? Why it is paramam? Parame vyomni. Why it is exalted space or sacred space? Because he gives the meaning. He quotes a mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 8th section, 11th mantra. What is that? Etasmin khalu akshare gargi akashah. Etasmin khalu akshare gargi akashah. Iti akshara sannikarshat. Beautiful. Aksharam means imperishable reality. And it is only in this mind, cave of mind, this aksharam is available for recognition. Sannikarshat. Okay. So, sannikarshaha means sannikarsha. Samyak nikarshaha sannikarsha means very close. What is it which is close to Brahman? Reality, imperishable reality, mind. Why? Because it is the mind where Brahman is manifest. Therefore, Brahman being manifest in the mind, Brahman being available for recognition in the mind, being closer to Brahman, sannikarshat, due to the closeness, sannikarshaha closeness, due to the closeness of Brahman, this mind itself is said to be paramavyoma, paramam vyoma, exalted sacred space. Here mind itself is said to be space. Please make a note. Sometimes we give two different meanings. The golakam for the mind is physical heart. See, golakam is the indriyam. Mind, the golakam is the physical heart. And indriyam is the mind. Like how physical eye is the golakam for the indriyam seeing power. Similarly, antahkaranam is the indriyam for which golakam, the physical part is what? Golakam is physical location is called hridayam, physical heart. And within the physical heart, you know, there's a space. That space also is said to be vyoma. The space within the heart, golakam, is also said to be space. But here, mind itself is said to be space. Why it is space? As though Brahman is located. Even though mind is located in Brahma, as Brahman is available for recognition in the mind, mind is like a locus of Brahma, like the locus. Therefore, mind is also said to be what? Vyoma. And that mind is not ordinary space. The paramam vyoma, sacred space. The reason is to say why it is paramam vyoma. Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. He says what? Etasmin khalu akshare gargi akashah. Etasmin khalu akshare. In this imperishable etasmin khalu akshare gargi akashah. Only in this sacred mind space Brahman is available. Brahman is close. Sannikarshat. Iti akshara sannikarshat. Due to its closeness of the imperishable reality, mind is said to be sacred, exalted. Okay. I'm going to read the next page number 162. In that buddhi, so tasyam means in that, tasyam guhayam, in that buddhi, cave of buddhi, is the sacred and great space, paramavyoma, known as avyakritam. It is indeed great space because it is close to Brahman, as revealed by the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In this Brahman, O Gargi, the space. Okay. Now we'll enter into the reading. Tasyam parame prakrushte vyomni akashe avyakritakhe. In that great space obtaining in the buddhi, which is known as avyakritam, causal space. It is not available for the buddhi to objectify. In that great space, obtaining in the buddhi, which is known as avyakritam, a causal space, full stop there. It is not available for the buddhi to objectify. Even before any specific vritti arises, it is there. It is very famous in this Shruti. Vyakrita Akashaha is external space, which is differentiated, which is manifest. Avyakritam is undifferentiated, unmanifest cause. So in the buddhi, this avyakrita akashaha is always there. Your sanchita karma is unmanifest. Everyone's paradha with reference to what is going to come later today and onwards is unmanifest. Whom you are going to meet, what you are going to experience is all unmanifest. Out of this, only certain things come to manifest. Unmanifest never disappears. Lot of things remain unmanifest. The very important portion, make sure that you understand correctly. So, in the buddhi, this avyakrita akashaha is always there. Your sanchita karma is unmanifest. Everyone's parabdham with reference to what is going to come later today and onwards is unmanifest. Whom you are going to meet, what you are going to experience is all unmanifest. Out of this, only certain things come to manifest. Unmanifest never disappears. Lot of things remain unmanifest. Why do we take the meaning of avyakrita akashaha? The akasha we are talking about is a little different from buddhihi. It is the cause of buddhihi because of the adjective parama. Therefore, parama vyoma is translated as the avyakrita akashaha. The words parame and vyoman in the Shruti have put many people on a spin in explaining them. Please make note of every word here. The words parame and vyoman in the Shruti have put many people on a spin in explaining them. This avyakrita akashaha is parama because it is proximate to Brahman. The proximity has to be understood from the karyam standpoint. There is nothing that is close or remote to the infinite. From the standpoint of Srishti, we talk about avyakritam and vyakritam. We talk about the undifferentiated and differentiated. Naturally, there is some closeness of avyakritam to aksharam Brahma. Therefore, Taddhi paramam vyoma. That avyakritam is indeed parama akashaha. Bhashyakaraha quotes a Brihadaranyaka Shruti here to support his view. The Shruti says, Etasminnu kalu akshare gargi akashaha otaha protascha. Etasminnu kalu akshare gargi akashaha otaha protascha. Hey gargi, the unmanifest space is pervaded by this aksharam Brahma. And hence, it is parama akashaha, being close to Brahman. In the srishti krama, bhuta akashaha comes from the avyakritam. Bhuta akashaha means the space, element space, comes from the avyakritam. So, it is close to Brahman and it is great. The word akashaha is used here in the sense of avyakritam. Bhashyakaraha quotes a Brihadaranyaka Shruti here to support his view. The Shruti says, Etasmin nuk khalu akshare gargi akashaha otaha protaha cha. See, Gargi is the name of the Rishi's wife. So he is talking, that's why he is addressing her as Gargi. Hey Gargi, Akashaha, the unmanifest space, is pervaded by this Aksharam Brahma. Means in the Aksharam Brahma, this Akashaha is Otaha Protaha. So this Akasha is interwoven with Aksharam Brahma. See, the words, these two words are not, Otaha and Protaha are important words. Bhaji Swamiji loves these two words. Horizontally woven and then vertically woven. So interwoven. The whole space is interwoven. Avyakritam is interwoven with Brahma. It means pervaded by Brahma. Okay. The unmanifest space is pervaded by this Aksharam Brahma and hence it is Parama Akashaha, being close to Brahman. In the Srishti Kramaha, Bhuta Akashaha comes from the Avyakritam. So it is close to Brahman and it is great. The word Akashaha is used here in the sense of Avyakritam. The Shruti uses the word Vyoman, dropping the seventh case suffix. Yomni must have been, he dropped seventh case suffix. And we have to therefore take it as Vyomni. The word Parame, which is in the seventh case, is an adjective to Vyoma. And hence, Vyoma also has to be in the seventh case. We cannot drop the affix like this. It is Chandasam, Vedic usage. You should take it as Parame Vyoman, must be taken as Parame Vyomni. Now, he gives the second interpretation. In the Sampradaya, it is there. Since it is acceptable, he mentions it. This is an amazing tradition. That way. He respects different interpretations in the tradition that are valid and refer them. We see this in Brahma Sutra in the topic on Anandamayaha. First Pada, first section, 12th to 19th sutras we have to see. Panini also does this by mentioning the names of some of the grammarians like Shakatayana, Shakalya and so on in the sutras. Even though he does not need to, for showing respect. गुहायां व्योमन् इति वा सामानाधिकरण्यात् अव्याकृत आकाशमेव गुहा. गुहायां इज अ लोकेटिव केस. व्योमन् आल्सो शुड टेकन एज व्योम्नि. बोथ वर्ड्स आर व्हाट? लोकेटिव केस. इति वा सामानाधिकरण्यात् because of the appositions, the same case forms, avyakrita akashameva guha. Definitely, the avyakrita akasham alone is the cave. There's a footnote below the mantra, beginning from anandamayobhyasat. That's a Brahma Sutra reference. Anandamaya Abhyasa is a reference to Brahma Sutram. What he means is that the, why second meaning is accepted? Because of the respect for tradition. The term or the term cave in the expression in the cave space, Guhayam Vyomni. The undifferentiated space itself is cave, since both the words are in apposition. The word guhaya, the words guhayam and vyomni are in samanadhikarana saptami. Means samana adhikarane. The words guhayam and vyomni are in samanadhikarana saptami. You can say samanadhikarana panchami, samanadhikarana dvitiya, samanadhikarana tritiya. If two words are in the same case form, depending upon the case form, you can say samanadhikarana saptami, panchami, like that. The words guhayam and vyomni are in samanadhikarana saptami, nouns in seventh case in apposition, and so they refer to one locus. Therefore, he says, the parama vyoma, that is avyakrita akashaha, itself is guha. There, Brahman is sthitam, obtaining, as the adhishtanam of avyakritam. So, therefore, Brahman is sthitam, obtaining as the adhishtanam of avyakritam. So, Brahman is there as the very adhishtanam, support of the avyakritam. I'm moving on to the next. Then, tatrapi nigudhaha. सर्वे पदार्थाः तत्रापि निगूढाः सर्वे पदार्थाः त्रिषु कालेषु पदार्थास्त्रिषु कालेषु कारणत्वात् सूक्ष्मतरत्वात् च तस्मिन् अन्तर्निहितं तद्ब्रह्म तत्रापि निगूढाः निगूढाः सर्वे पदार्थास्त्रिषु कालेषु कारणत्वात् सूक्ष्मत्वाच्च तस्मिन् अन्तर्निहितं तद्ब्रह्म. तत्र अपि इन दैट आल्सो निगूढाः आर हिडन. निगूढा लिटरली मीन्स हिडन. Niguda by itself is past passive participle, hidden. So nigudaha, in that also are hidden. What? Sarve padarthaha, all the objects. When trishu kaleshu, in all the three periods of time. What is the reason? Karanatvatu. Due to its status of being the cause and subtleness, sukshma taratvatcha, because of its status of being the subtler one, because of its status of being the cause, in all three periods of time, all objects are hidden in that avyakritam. Tasmin antarnihitam. Antarnihitam means they're all, they remain, they're all located, placed, undifferentiated. Therefore, tasmin antarnihitam tad brahma. In that undifferentiated space, antar, in that, tasmin means in that, Brahman is obtaining antarnihitam tad brahma. Okay. Why avyakrita akasha is called guha? Tatrapi tasmin avyakrite api. Tatrapi ityukte tasmin avyakrite api. In that avyakrita akasha also, in that undifferentiated space also, nigudaha are hidden as potential sarve padarthaha, all objects, all the meanings of all words. All objects means all the meanings of all the words. Trishu kaleshu, in all the three periods of time. So in that avyakrita akasha also, nigudaha are hidden as potential. Sarve padarthaha, all objects, all the meanings of all the words. Trishu kaleshu, in all three periods of time. Even at the time of pralaya, they are there. How it is so? Karanatvat. Avyakrita akashaha is the cause of everything. Samaya. Avyakrita akashaha is the cause of everything. And so, all objects are in it potentially. Avyakritam is provisional cause or parinami upadana karanam, that which undergoes change to become the jagat. Whereas the ultimate cause is Brahman, which is vivarta upadana karanam, which does not undergo any change and yet appears as the jagat. Therefore, avyakritam also has the status of being the cause. Also, sukshma taratvat. It is more subtle. Buddhihi is subtle and avyakrita is subtler than buddhi. Brahman is sukshmattamam. So, buddhi is sukshmam, avyakritam is sukshmattaram, Brahman is sukshmattamam. Sukshmam, subtle. Sukshmataram, subtler. Sukshmatamam, subtlest. Buddhi, sukshma. Avyakritam, sukshmataram. Brahman, sukshmatamam. So, tasmin, avyakrite, antarnihitam tad brahma. Brahman is obtaining within that avyakrita akashaha. Tasmin avyakrite antarnihitam tad brahma. Brahman is obtaining within that avyakrita akashaha. Even if guha is interpreted as avyakrita akashaha, buddhi alone is upalabdhisthanam. Even if guha is interpreted as avyakrita akashaha, buddhi alone is upalabdhisthanam. In the buddhi alone, the entire jagat is recognized And the Brahman, which is the Adhishtanam of the Jagat, also is recognized in the Buddhi alone. Therefore, Bhashyakara mentions his preference for the first meaning, that is, Guha is Buddhi and Vyoma is Hridayakashaha, Hardakashaha, space in the Buddhi. See, the space in the heart also is taken some context. Here, the Buddhi itself is taken as the Akasha. Hope you got it clearly. You are taking Buddhi also as space and Avyakritam also as space. In keeping with what is located in what. So in the Buddhi alone, the entire Jagat is recognized. The second meaning is given in the second line. Even if Guha is interpreted as Avyakrita Akasha, please make a note. Buddhi alone is Upalabdhisthanam. Upalabdhisthanam means where Brahman is available for recognition. In the Buddhi alone, the entire Jagat is recognized. And Brahman, which is the Adhishtanam of the Jagat, also is recognized in the Buddhi alone. Therefore, Bhashyakara mentions his preference for the first meaning. Even the Bhashyakara mentions his preference for the first meaning, that is, Guha is Buddhi and Vyoma is Hardakashaha, the space in the Buddhi. Hardamevatu paramam vyoma iti nyayam. Hardamevatu paramam vyoma iti nyayam. Vijnanangatvena vyomnaha vivakshitatvat. Vijnanangatvena vyomnaha vivakshitatvat. See, anything pertaining to hrid is called hardam. Hrid sambandham hardam. For hardam means what? The space obtaining in the heart of hardam yoma. It is proper to say that the space in the Buddhi is a sacred space because the Shruti's intention is to present this space as part of meditation. Hardam evatu paramam vyoma iti nyayam vijnana angatvena vyomnaha evakshitatvat. So the word here, vijnanam in the line means upasanam. Upasana angatvena, as part of the upasanam, the vyomnaha evakshitatvat. The Shruti has the status of intending to present the space as part of the meditation. Vijnana angatvena vyoma vivakshate. It wants to present the space as the part of the meditation. Therefore, it is appropriate. Nyayam means it is appropriate. It is proper to say that hardam paramam eva vyoma. Hardam eva paramam vyoma. The space in the Buddhi is called what? Hardam. The word hardam means here space pertaining to Buddhi is hardam. Which means the Buddhi is meant by the expression hrid. Buddhi is meant by the expression hrid. So hardam is equal to space in the Buddhi. Hardameva to space in the Buddhi alone is paramam vyoma, sacred space. Nyayam, it is appropriate to state that space in the Buddhi is the sacred space. Hardam vyoma, hardameva means hridayakashaha eva. Hardam is equal to hridayakashaha. Hridayakashaha is equal to space in the Buddhi, is sacred space. Because the Shruti's intention is to present the space as part of meditation. Yataha Shruti Vijnana Angatvena Vyomnaha Vijnana Angatvena Vakshate Vakshitatvat. Of course, any meditation, mind is part of, buddhi is part of the meditation because that is the instrument of thinking. Therefore, it is parama. It is sacred. The next homework. Why buddhi is called sacred? Okay. Why sacred? Parama. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have to write reasons. To read all that, you will understand. Parama Vyoma. Parama means sacred, exalted, great. So why? He writes so many meanings now. And also, Vyoma, Akashaha. First, we say the Hridayakashaha, which means Akash space in the buddhi, a space in the very Avyakritam itself. All that you have to separately make notes. The line topic will be Parame Vyoman, Parame Vyomni. For that you have to write lots of notes. Two, whereas Hardameva Paramam Vyoma Iti Nyayam. Hridi Bhavam is Hardam. Hridi Bhavam Hardam. See, please make a note. Hridayam is a neutral gender word. Hrit also is another word. Hridayam akaranta shabda. Hrit is a takaranta shabda. Hrit. And that word's become what now? Hrid itself. In locative case of hrid is what? Hridi. Hridi bhavam means hridaye bhavam. Hridi bhavam, that which obtains in the buddhi, is hardam. That which obtains in the heart is buddhi. Hridi bhavam hardam. And the space obtaining in the buddhi is called hardakashaha. Now you have to understand. See, hrid literally means physical heart. And where is the buddhi? Where is the buddhi? Buddhi is indriyam. Hrid is the golakam. In that golakam called hridayam, physical heart, there is buddhi. That buddhi is called what? Hardam. And the space obtaining in the buddhi is called what? Hardam. Hardaha akashaha. Is it clear? So hrid is equal to physical heart. The buddhi indriyam obtaining in the golakam called hridayam, hrid is called hardam, hridi bhavam hardam, and harde bhavaha akashaha, hardakashaha. And the space obtaining in the buddhi is what? Hardakashaha. And it is proper to say that is the paramam vyoma. It is a little different from the akashaha, that is outside. It is little different from the akashaha, that is outside. Like the outside vayu is a little different from the prana inside. Once you breathe in, vayu becomes prana, respiration. This hardakashaha is intended in the shastram as vijnana anga. Please make note the word vijnanam here does not mean knowledge. It means meditation, upasana, upasana angam. This hardakashaha is intended in the shastram as vijnana angam. The locus for upasana, meditation upon sagunam brahma. The locus for upasana, meditation upon sagunam brahma. It is therefore more appropriate to call it as Parama Vyoma. Any form is an alambanam any form is an alambanam, support for invoking Sagunam Brahma. A place where you invoke is also imagined, that is Hardakashaha. The place where you invoke is also imagined, and that is Hardakashaha. You can think of that inner space as one between lungs and the heart also. You can think of that inner space as one between lungs and heart also. The word vijnanam is used for knowledge as well as upasanam. You have to see the context and decide the meaning. Here it means upasanam. He quotes Shrutis to point out the greatness of this Hardakashaha. See, generally space associated with the Hrida is called Hardam. But here Buddhi is also called Hardam, because it's obtaining within the space of the heart. But Buddhi itself is a space where Brahman is available for recognition. Yovai sabahirdha purushadakashaha. Yovai sabahirdha purushadakashaha. I tell you the secret. If you really memorize, at least remember the mantras quoted by Shankaracharya, it is as good as studying the whole Upanishad of Chandogya. Secret. Yo vai bahirdha purushada kashaha. Yo vai sontaf purusha akashaha. Yo yamantar hridaya akashaha. Iti shutyantarat prasiddham hardasya vyomnaha paramatvam. Yo vai sabahirdha purushada akashaha. Yo vai sontaf purusha akashaha. Yoyam antarhridya akashaha iti shutyantarat prasiddham hardasya vyomnaha paramatvam. Chandogya Upanishad says the all-pervading space that is outside the individual body. Yahavai Saha bahihi, bahirdha, purushat bahihi, akashaha. The all-pervading space that is outside the individual body. Purushat means individual body in this context. That's yovai sontaha saha purusha akashaha. That same space, surely within the individual body, and that very same space is surely in the buddhi of the individual. From these shrutis, the greatness of space obtaining in the buddhi is well known. Yo vai sabahiddha purushada akashaha. Yo vai sontav purusha akashaha. Yo yamantar hridaya akashaha. Iti shrutyantarat prasiddham. Hardasya vyomnaha paramatvam. From these shrutis, the greatness of the space obtaining in the buddhi is well known. Purushat bahirdha akashaha. Purushaha is annarasamayaha. Here the word purusha means body. Body of a person. Bahirdha means bahihi, outside. The suffix dha has no extra sense. It refers to the space obtaining outside the body. The next shruti says, yo vai sontav purushe akashaha. Yo vai sontav purushe akashaha. The space that obtains inside. Thus, a very clear difference has been pointed out between external and internal space. that internal space is imagined to be the seat of I for the purpose of upasanam by the shastra. That internal space is imagined to be the seat of ahankara, I, for the purpose of upasanam by the shastra. The third shruti says, yoyam antrahridaya akashaha. This akasha obtaining within the heart. From all these shrutis, it is prasiddham, well known, that the space in the heart is great. The inner space is qualified by the word parama. In the expression parame vyoman, one need to distinguish it from the external space. There is no other significance. Tasmin harde vyomni ya buddhir guha tasyam nihitam brahma tadvrutya viviktataya upalabhyata iti. Viktataya upalabhyate iti. Na nahi anyatha nahyanyatha visishta desha kala sambandha asti. Nahi anyatha visishta desha kala sambandha asti. Visishta desha kala sambandosti brahmanaha sarva gatatvat nirviseshatvat cha. The reason is given. Sarva gatatvat, due to its all pervasiveness. Nirviseshatvat, due to its nature of attributelessness. Okay. Brahmanaha visishta desha kala sambandha nasti. I'm starting from the last sentence. Nahi anyatha visishta desha kala sambandha na asti brahmanaha. Brahman does not have any sambandha with any specific time or space. Visishta desha kala sambandha brahmanaha nasti. Kimartam nasti sarvagatatvat. Due to its all pervasiveness, nirviseshatvat cha, due to its attributelessness, due to the nature of attributelessness, due to the nature of all pervasiveness, Brahman has no connection, no sambandha, no relationship with any specific time or place. This is the last sentence. So what in the beginning, tasmin hardev yomni, in that space within the heart, hardev yomni, in the space within the heart, ya buddhi guha, is located the cave known as buddhi. So here golakam is mentioned, golaka akasha. In the space within the heart is located the cave known as buddhi. Tasyam nihitam buddhi guha, tasya buddhi guha, tasyam nihitam brahma. In that buddhi, Brahman is obtaining. Because it is viviktataya upalabhyate. See, viviktata is the noun. Viviktata. See, clear recognition is called what? Viviktata. Viviktataya. Upalabhyate. Available as clearly recognizable. Iti nahi anyatha visishta desha kala sambandha asti brahmanaha sarvagatatvat nirviseshatvat cha. So what is made here in this, different meaning is given. How many meanings are given? You must make a note of that guha. This is the only meaning we give when we teach. Without the bhashyam, when the Upanishad is start, this is the last meaning, the only meaning we would give. So all other meanings are not given in the beginning. This is the meaning you would have heard when we unfolded the Taittiriya Upanishad. Mula text is done, this is the only meaning given. So tasmin harde vyomni means in that space within the heart, ya buddhi guha is located the cave known as buddhi, tasyam nihitam brahma. In that buddhi, Brahman is obtaining. Tadvritya, because it is there, viviktataya upalabhyate iti. It is clearly available for recognition. Viviktataya, clearly, upalabhyate. Viviktataya means distinctly. Viviktata is a noun, distinction. Viviktata is distinction. Viviktataya, you make an adverb, third case. Always third case, adverb is in third case. Viviktataya, distinctly, clearly. Upalabhyate, available. Upalabhyate is available. So Brahman is distinctly available for recognition. That's all. Nahi anyata. That does not mean Brahman is not located there actually. That is what he wants to say. Brahman is not literally located there. It's only available there for recognition. Otherwise, Brahman has no specific time and space because of its all-pervasiveness, attributelessness. Nahi anyata visishta deshakala sambandha asti brahmanaha. Make a simple sentence. Visishta kal, deshakala sambandha brahmanaha nasti. Yataha brahma sarvagatam nirviseshancha. Sarvagatatvat nirviseshatvat brahmanaha visishta deshakala sambandha nasti. Parantu brahma tadvrutya viviktataya upalabhyate iti. Okay. So in this space within the heart is within the heart is located the cave known as buddhi. In that buddhi, Brahman is obtaining because it is clearly recognized in the buddhi alone through a thought form. Otherwise, Brahman does not have any connection with a specific place or time because it is all pervasive and free from any attribute. Tasmin harde vyomni ya buddhihi. Buddhihi obtains in the space of the heart. Tasyam buddhau nihitam brahma. Brahman obtains in that buddhi. It is available for recognition there. Buddhi is the upalabdhi sthanam, because the knower known and knowledge exists there. Therefore, one can recognize Brahman only in the buddhi. Buddhi is the seat of I. How do you recognize Brahman in the buddhi? Bhashyakara uses the word vritya by a thought form. Limitless Brahman cannot become an object of limited vritti. Limitless Brahman cannot become an object of limited vritti. So, this recognition of Brahman takes place in the form of a vritti, which is called akhandakara vrittihi, a vritti that is whole, undivided by any factor such as knower, known and so on. The vritti is meant, how do you recognize Brahman in the buddhi? Bhashyakara uses the word vritya. How do you recognize Brahman in the buddhi? Vritya. By a thought. Because vrittihi is a noun. Thought modification. Vritya is a third case. Vritya by a thought. Use the word vrittihi. Vrittat vritya. Uses vritya by the thought form. Limitless Brahman cannot become an object of a limited vritti. So, this recognition of Brahman takes place in the form of a vritti, which is called akhandakara vrittihi. a vritti that is a whole, undivided by any factor, such as knower, known, and so on. The vritti is meant only to negate the ajnanam, and the words resolve in the swarupam of Brahmatma. Nahi anyatha visishta desha kala sambandha asti brahmanaha. There is no sambandha of Brahman with any specific place or time. You can always ask, where is Devadattaha? He has visishta desha kala sambandha. He has specific time and place connection. He is in Kumbakonam today and he will not be there tomorrow. We can give his address also in Kumbakonam. Like Devadatta, Bhagavan is not in Vaikuntha. People think they have to go and see him there, and that is Mokshaha. In Vaikuntha, different types of mokshas are also there. I will go very near to him, that is Samipyam. I will merge in him, that is Sahijyam, and so on. People are very serious about making it to Vaikuntha. That is Visishta Desha for Bhagavan. I will go later and have darshanam and not now. That is Visishta Kala. Simultaneously, they say, Brahman is Sarvagataha, all pervasive. How can Sarvagataha be located? It is not possible. We are not giving a location for Brahman in the Buddhi, because Brahman is not connected to a special place and time, etc. There is no such thing like Brahman is available there and not available here. There is no such a thing like Brahman is available there and not available here. Why do you say there is no connection of Visishta Desha Kala for Brahman? Because Sarvagatatvat, Brahman is all pervasive. Sarvagatatvat, literally if you translate, due to its nature of all pervasiveness, or due to its having the status of being all pervasive. Brahman is all pervasive, and Nirviseshatvat, Brahman is free from any attribute due to its attributelessness. Desha and Kala are also attributes. No particular Desha or Kala is an attribute for Brahman. No particular Desha or Kala is an attribute for Brahman. No particular body is there for Brahman. Therefore, we say, Brahman is recognized in the Buddhi and not located in the Buddhi. Very important. Brahman is recognized in the Buddhi and not located in the Buddhi. Why in the Buddhi alone is it recognized? Because you cannot recognize it elsewhere. Any recognition is in the Buddhi only. And why Brahman alone? I recognize you in my Buddhi only. Everything is recognized in the Buddhi only. And Brahman also is recognized in the Buddhi alone. This is a subtle thing. Okay? We see all of us are seeing all of us in our own Buddhis. This is a subtle thing, okay? Where are you all hearing? In your Buddhi. Everything is recognized in the Buddhi only. And Brahman is also recognized in the Buddhi alone. When the Shruti says, the one who knows Brahman, it is clear that everyone does not know and that ignorance is universal. One has to make efforts to know and use one's buddhi to know Brahman. Everyone has to make efforts to know and use one's buddhi to know Brahman. One cannot miss Brahman because Brahman is invariably present in seer, hearer, and so on. like even one does not miss the water in and through the various variable waves. One has to make efforts to know and use one's buddhi to know Brahman. One cannot miss Brahman because Brahman is invariably present in seer, hearer and so on. Like even one does not miss the water in and through the various variable waves. What does one gain by this knowledge? That is said now. Okay. Now homework is Parama Vyoma. We have to know all about Parama Vyoma. Sa evam Brahma Vijanan Saha Sa evam Brahma Vijanan Kimityaha Ashnute Bhunkte Sarvan Niravasishtan Kaman Kamyan Bhogan Ityartaha Saha evam Brahma Vijanan Kimityaha Ashnute Bhunkte Sarvan Niravasishtan Kaman Kamyan Bhogan Ityartaha. What does a person gain when he recognizes Brahman in this manner? Evam Brahma Vijanan, knowing Brahman in this manner. Kim means kim prapnoti, kim bhavati. Evam Brahma Vijanan kim ityaha. He enjoys ashnute. So ashnute sarvan kamaan saha. That's the benefit. So ashnute sarvan kamaan saha. That is explained here. Saha. Saha means Brahma Vijanan, the one who knows Brahman. What happens to him? Ashnute bhunkte. See, so ashnute sarvan kamaan saha. That line is taken for commentary now. That saha means, who is the saha, that person? Brahma Vijanan, one who knows Brahman, one who is knowing Brahman. Okay, what happens to him? Kim ityaha. Ashnute, he enjoys. What mantra word is? Ashnute. Shankaracharya's word is what? Meaning is bhunkte. Ashnute is meant by the word bhunkte. Ashnute is equal to bhunkte. So, kim bhunkte? Kan bhunkte? Sarvan. Kaman. Sarvan means what? Nir avasishtan. Sarvan is equal to nir avasishtan. Kaman is equal to kamyan. Sarvan ashnute is equal to bhunkte. Sarvan is equal to nir avasishtan. Kaman is equal to kamyan. Shankaracharya gives again another Sanskrit word. You are learning one Sanskrit word from mantra, another word from Bharshya. That's all. You are learning more Sanskrit. Ashnute ityukte bhunkte ityartaha. Bhunkte means what? Enjoys. Ashute means what? Enjoys. Okay. Sarvan means what? Niravasishtan. Niravasishtan means all the objects of desire. So niravasishtan, all. Niravasishtan means all. Sarvan is equal to niravasishtan. Micham idhi yadhiyum vekkaman artham. Entirely niravasishtan. Kaman, objects of desire. That is kamyan, bhogan. It kaman is equal to kamyan, bhogan. All objects of desire. So, evam Brahma Vijanane niravasishtane sarv niravasishtane kamyan, bhogan, bhunkte. This is the Shankaracharya's meaning. what does the person gain when he recognizes Brahman in this manner? Evam Brahma Vijananne Kim Prapnoti Kim Ashnute. He enjoys all the objects of desire without exception. Saha Evam Brahma Vijananne, knowing Brahman in this manner, Kim Iti Aha. What happens to that person? That is being said. What does he get by knowing? Does he go anywhere like after B.Tech to IIT? B.Techs uniformly go to California. That is called the IIT route. In fact, IIT motivation is to go to California. California dream is there even at the time of the entrance exam. Now, for both boys and girls. Here, after knowing Ashnute Bhungte, he enjoys here itself. Kim Ashnute, what does he enjoy? Sarvan, Niravasishtan, Kaman, Kamyan, Bhogan. He enjoys all objects of desire. Kamyante iti kamaha. Refer to objects of enjoyment. How does he enjoy all objects? Page number 134. I'm reading. Kim asmadadivati putra swargadin paryayena. Kim asmadadivati putra swargadin paryayena. Does he enjoy sun, heaven, etc., one after the other, sequentially, like us? Asmadadivat kim? Does he enjoy asmadadivat, asmadadivat, like us? Asmat means us. Asmadadivat, like us. Putraha, swargaha, adin, putra swarga adin, putra swarga adin. Does he enjoy like us sun, heaven, etc.? Pariyayena, sequentially, one after the other. Pariyayaha, sequence. Pariyayena, sequentially, one after the other. That's the question. Answer, na. Iti aha. Na iti aha. It is not like that. Saha yugapat, not sequentially, yugapat simultaneously. Pariyayena sequentially, yugapat simultaneously. Yugapat, I wanted to know this word yugapat. Simultaneously. Saha yugapat. See, that word saha is along. Saha is equal to, please make a note. So oshnute sarvan kama an saha brahmana vipaschiteti. The saha literally means along with. Along with. We should not take it as along with. Very important. Usually the word saha, not visarga, saha, literally means along with. But here, we should take it as along with. Saha means simultaneously. So, Ramena saha Sita vanam gatavati. Rama, along with Rama, Sita went to the forest. Along with. But here, not along with. Here, it means simultaneously. Yugapat. Because many people translate along with Brahman. No. Simultaneously as Brahman. Saha itikte ugapat. Yek kshana upa rodhaneva யுகபத் ஏக க்ஷணோபாரூடானேவ, ஏக க்ஷண உபாரூடானேவ, ஏகையா உபலப்தியா, ஏகையோபலப்தியா, ஏகையா உபலப்தியா சவித்ரு பிரகாஷவத், சவித்ரு பிரகாஷவத் நித்யயா பிரம்மஸ்வரூப அவ்யதிரிக்தயா, பிரம்மஸ்வரூப அவ்யதிரிக்தயா யாம் அவோசாமா ஞானம் இதி. So the answer comes, no, it is not like that. And okay, like the sun and the sun, like the light and the sun, like the light and the sun, Savitru Prakashavatu, Savita is a Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. So Savitru Shabdaha. So Savitru Prakashaha, Savituhu Prakashaha, Savitru Prakashaha. It's a compound word. Savituhu Prakashaha, Savitru Prakashaha. Like the sun and the, like the light and the sun. Savitru Prakashavatu. What means like the light, sun and the light, sunlight are seen in one recognition, say one cognition. We do not see sun separately and light separately. When you recognize, when you cognize sun and the sunlight simultaneously, Savitru Prakashavatu, Ekaya Upalabdhya. Upalabdhi means what? Cognition here. Ekaya Upalabdhya. Ekaya Upalabdhya. In one cognition, Savitru Prakashavat, Savita, sun and light are recognized, seen. Seen simultaneously, together in one cognition. Ekaya Upalabdhya, Savita, Savitru Prakashascha. Okay? They're seen together in one cognition. Similarly, he enjoys Saha Ashnute, how Yugapat simultaneously Yekakshana Uparudhaneva, at one and the same time, one and the same moment, in one single eternal cognition. Yugapat simultaneously Yekakshana Uparudhan Eva, at one and the same moment, in one single eternal cognition. That is, non-separate from the Swarupam of Brahman. Brahma Swarupa Avyatiriktaya Nityaya Vrityaya. Brahma Swarupa Avyatiriktaya Nityaya. நித்யயா பிரம்மஸ்வரூப அவ்யதிரிக்தயா யுகபதேவ உபாரூடானேவ ஞானம் இதி யாம் அவோசாம. சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி அட் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் மொமெண்ட் இன் ஒன் சிங்கிள் இட்டர்னல் காக்னிஷன் தட் இஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் விச் வி செட் ஆஸ் ஞானம். A question is raised. Kim asmadadivat putra swargadin pariyayena ashnute? Is it like all of us who go through the experiences of bhoga like putra swarga and so on? Pariyayena? One by one? Now he enjoys his son. Then he has to wait for a long time to enjoy grandson. Son has to get admission in KG with some recommendation, then work hard to score 97 in plus 2, but still misses the cutoff mark, which is 97.5. Then he goes to some university and completes his education and enjoys for some time his freedom as a bachelor. Finally, he gets bored and marries. When this person gets a son, now only that person can enjoy his grandson. What a long wait. It is a big thing. We can enjoy two places, one after another. We can enjoy two places, one after another. Only, like Haridwar and Rishikesh. We experience things pariyayena, kramena, sequentially. Pariyaya also means a synonym, but not here. Pariyaya shabdaha means what? A synonym. Okay, pariyaya means synonym, pariyaya shabdaha. But here it means sequence. It is not possible to enjoy everything in the world simultaneously because everything is separate. One is different from the other. Otherwise, it is like a sadhu's bhiksha, food. He gathers different items of food like dal, rice, vegetable and anything else. If it is there like a keel in one vessel. But roti is taken in safi, a piece of cloth made into a sling. He mixes all of them and eats them together. Like that, does the Vidwan enjoy everything put together, Yugapati, simultaneously? Or like all of us, does he enjoy Paryayena, one after another? Why does Bhashyakara refer to sun and heaven? Because one enjoys the sun while living and he has to die to enjoy Swarga. Together they cannot be experienced. What subtle detailed information. Together they cannot be experienced. Na iti. Aha. No, it is not one by one he enjoys. This is the beautiful thing in the sampradaya. We will see how. Brahmana saha, along with Brahman, the literal meaning. Saha goes with the third case. And so we have Brahmana saha. There are a lot of people who think that after death, a wise person goes to Brahmaloka. And sitting along with Brahmaji there, he enjoys all the heavenly objects of pleasure. You always enjoy better sitting along with somebody big, like a breakfast with Obama. Here it is no less Brahmaji than himself. So he enjoys everything like dance, music, etc. Some acharyas give this meaning, which seems a direct meaning for them. The sampradaya here is, saha means yugapat, simultaneously. How? He knows himself to be Brahman. And his ananda includes everything. His ananda includes every form of ananda. Because it is purnatum, fullness, free from any sense of lack. Later, the Shruti is going to say, this person, who is a Kshatriya, one who has studied Shastram, and who is Akamahataha, dispassionate, sitting under a tree, gets every level of happiness, including celestial happiness, simultaneously. How can you get celestial happiness in the human body? Because he is Purnaha. He has discovered himself to be full and complete. Bhashyakara explains this here. Ekakshana uparudhan eva anandan ashnute. He enjoys all anandas in a single moment. Ekaya upalabdhya by a single cognition. What is that cognition? It is in the form of I am Brahman, that does not lack anything. I am Brahman, that does not lack anything. Ekakshana uparudhan means ekakshana avachinnan. All anandas that obtain at this moment, everywhere, anywhere. All anandas that obtain at this moment, anywhere. Savitra Prakashavat, like the light and the sun are seen in one cognition together. You see the sun, you see the light also at the same time. Similarly, Ananda is not separate and separable from limitless Brahman, that I am. I am limitless Anandaha, and therefore any Anandaha experienced by any human being or celestial is non-separate from me. So, ekaya upalabhya eva brahma swarupa avyatiriktaya. Ekaya upalabhya eva brahma swarupa avyatiriktaya. By one cognition, which is in the form of Brahman. All the karma, all the kamas are non-separate from the Brahman. Yam upalabdhim avochama jnanam iti. Which upalabdhi was pointed out as swarupa jnanam. Now you can understand why Hastamalaka says, Sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma. Ahamatma. No, Nihastamalaka means upalabdhihi, means pure consciousness. Now we can understand the meaning here. Yam upalabdhim avochama jnanam iti. Which upalabdhihi was pointed out as swarupa jnanam. While analyzing the word jnanam, there we said there is nothing that is Viprakrishtam away from Brahman or other than Brahman or besides Brahman. Therefore, the following Bhashyam beautifully gives the meaning of the words Brahmanasaha. Therefore, the following Bhashyam beautifully gives the meaning of the words Brahmanasaha. Brahma Bhutasanna. Being Brahman, Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnate. So Brahmana Saha should not be taken as along with Brahman, but Brahma Bhutaha Sanne, being Brahman. So Brahmana Saha should not be taken as along with Brahman, but taken as being Brahman. Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnate. That person enjoys all objects of pleasure simultaneously. Tadu uchyate. Any questions here? The word upalabdhihi is another term used to mean jnanam. Actually, swarupam. And the pure knowledge is also implied with the term upalabdhihi. You go through the pages again at home and make your own notes. So you have to write Parama Vyoma, then Guha. Then Brahmana Saha Vipaschita. We have not yet gone there. Actually, in Brahmana we have not yet gone, but we only just started Yugapat. And Sarvan Kaman Samashnate. That we have seen. Brahmanasaha, we wait to see, we'll see tomorrow. Next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.